Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be discussing the mitzvah, if we can call it that, of gerushin, of divorce. And this year should be a schus for Yisachar Yehuda, then Rabban ben Yosef, and Yisrael Chaim ben Chana Rachel, and Esti Sarah bas Ariella, that they should all be zoche to have Zara, Chaya, v'kayama, and Adarabba, the schus of our learning. We shouldn't bring to divorces, we should bring in Ritz Hashem. It should be a schus for more children. So the in Parashas Kisetze, it says Ki yikach yishisha v'ala v'hayim lo simsachin be'enav ki matza ba'ervas davar v'kasav la sefer krisus v'nasan biyada v'shulchem yibesa. When a man takes a woman and he has relations with her, if she doesn't find favor in his eyes because he found something improper in her, so he writes for her a book of krisus, of divorce. The Torah never says the actual word get. That's a rabbinic word. V'kasav la sefer Krisus, a book of cutting off, v'nasan biyada v'shulcha mibesa, and he puts it into her hand, and he sends her from the house. That is the mitzvah, derem chav dalet aleph, that is the mitzvah of gerushin, that the Rishonim count this in the minyan ha-mitzvahs. However, the Rishonim argue as to whether it's a mitzvah or it's a din, as we're going to explain in our analysis, will be based upon the sefer Mitzvahs HaMelech, from Rav Israel Semen Shlita, who's a Rosh Kollel in Chicago, and tells in his Sefer Mitzvahs HaMelech and Mitzvahs Asei, Reish Chav Beis. The Rambam writes in Mitzvahs Asei, Reish Chav Beis, He should sivanu ligarish b'shtar al kopanim kishen esratze ligarish. We are commanded to be megarish a woman, to divorce a woman with a shtar. In other words, there's not a mitzvah be'etzim to be megarish. If he wants to be megarish, Al kopanim kishen esratze legarish. When he wants to be megarish, the way to do it is with a shtar. So that's a din of gerushin. So is it an actual mitzvah? Is one getting olam haba for divorcing his wife? No, that's not a mitzvah. It's not encouraged to divorce one's wife, obviously. But it's a din that if one wants to get divorced, the way to do it is with a shtar. So we see that the sheet of the Rambam is, and it's also Meduik in his Lashon, in his Minyan HaMitzvos at the beginning of the Sefer Hayad, there he writes, Legarish B'shtar, that when one is Megarish, if one wants a divorce, he divorces her with a shtar, but there's no actual mitzvah to get divorced. It's just a din that this is the way to do it, and this is talking about, even if he found Ervas Dover, that there was something immodest about it, his wife acted immodestly, in such an instance, there is no mitzvah d'oraisa to divorce her. However, midivrei Kabbalah, there is a mitzvah to divorce a woman who has an ervas davar, as the Rambam says in the Sefer Hayad. The Rambam says in the 10th parak of Hilchos Gerushin, Rambam writes there, Isha ra b'deoseha, v'she'en atznu k'benos Yisrael haksheros, Mitzvah Lagarsha. So if you have this woman who's Ra'a B'dei Oseha, who has bad attitudes, the Rambam doesn't tell us what Ra'a B'dei Oseha means. Maybe she's an apikorsis. That's definitely a bad daya. And V'she'ena Tznua, she's immodest. She's not modest like Kasher B'nois Yisrael, says the Rambam, Mitzvah Lagarsha. Such a woman, it's a mitzvah to be megarish her, it's a mitzvah to divorce her. And the Rambam quotes a pasuk from Mishlei, Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Tes, Garesh Letz, V'yotzei Madon. So the Rambam doesn't quote the pasuk in the Torah. The Rambam quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Midivrei Kabbalah. And that pasuk, Garesh Letz, V'yotzei Madon, which is, in pasuk Yud, that pasuk means, the simple pashat pshat in the pasuk is talking about the Yetzirah. If you get rid of the Yetzirah, there'll be no more madam, there'll be no more quarrels. That's the way the Rashi learns, the Mitzudas David learns, Garesh Mimchaz Haleitz V'Yetzirah Ameriva, get rid of not, he doesn't say it's the Yetzirah, it's just this clown, these some people who like to start fights, and like to start trouble. Troublemakers, rabble-rousers. So remove the rabble-rousers and there'll be no more madon, there'll be no more quarrels. So that's the simple explanation of the pasuk. However, the Rambam takes it to mean that one should be megarish the letzir as one's wife, who's acting in immodest ways, it is a mitzvah to divorce such a person from the pasuk in Mishlei Midivrei Kabbalah. So at the very most, it sounds almost like an asmachta Midivrei Kabbalah. But the Rambam doesn't use the pasuk of ki matza ba'er vas davar. So that means that the Rambam is holding that even if matza ba'er vas davar, even if he found something immodest, he still should not divorce her. Min ha-Torah. There's no mitzvah min ha-Torah to divorce her. There's a heter min ha-Torah to divorce her, but not a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Only midivrei Kabbalah from the pasuk in Mishlei. So there is a halacha that it's a mitzvah to be megarish, a woman who's acting immodestly, but that is again not min ha-Torah, that's only midivrei Kabbalah. At the min ha-Torah, there's only a heter to divorce a woman whom one wants to divorce. If he divorces her, it should be done with a shtar, with a get. So writes the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tavko Fayin Tes. He writes that when you found Ervas Dava, Roi Lagarsha. He doesn't say that it's a mitzvah Lagarsha. He just says that it's Roi Lagarsha. And Lachora, the Ramban in his Hasagis, in the end of Mitzvah Sei Reish Lamed Hei, agrees with the Rambam, that's what it seems. That the mitzvah here is the din of gerushin, not the mitzvah. There's not a positive commandment, a mitzvah, gishmak, to do gerushin, but it's a din, that if one wants to get divorced, one does it with shtar. Tosis in Mesech HaZvachim, Dibor Maschel Stam Isha, says there that Stam Isha lav legerushin omedes, Soktosis va'afilu zinsa tachas baila, even if she had znus while married, even if she cheated on her husband, she's not standing to be divorced with this get. The husband doesn't want to divorce an unfaithful wife. He doesn't have to. They're not allowed to be together intimately. So that's true. But there's no mitzvah actually to divorce her. So you can't say if there's a get that this get is. That this woman is supposed to be there. It's talking about writing the get lishma. You can't say that the get is automatically lishma because she was unfaithful, if she was unfaithful to her husband. No, because she's not necessarily going to get divorced with this get, she's not necessarily going to get divorced because there's no mitzvah in our Torah to divorce a woman who was unfaithful. It's just a heter, and if it's obviously usher for them to be together afterwards, but there's no mitzvah. The Sefer Charedim writes in Perek Chaf Osir Aleph, Mitzvah al Ha'ish Yifrosh Me'ishto Milavu Aleha Im Nimtza Badvar Erva. Same idea, that it's a mitzvah for a man to separate from his wife, from intimate relations with his wife, if he finds a Dvar Erva, as it says, Ki Matzah Ba'erva Stavar, because of La Sefer Krisis Fenasim B'yada. So, he doesn't have to actually divorce her, he just has to separate from her, like Tosfos says. And so it continues the Charedim, V'cheini Megarish Lo Saleh Zasiba. If he divorces her for any reason, it's a mitzvah, he says, that he should do it with a get. So that is the Sheet of the Charedim, which is like Tosfos. He just adds on that there's actually a mitzvah to separate. Tosfos doesn't say it's a mitzvah, it says that it's usher for them to be together. The Charedim says, not only is it usher for them to be together, it's a mitzvah for a man to separate from his wife if his wife was unfaithful. However, if she was, even if she was unfaithful, there's still no mitzvah to divorce. Just if he wants a divorce, he has to do it with a shtar. So, we have sweetest friends, sheet of a number of Rishonim here, who hold that there's no actual mitzvah to get divorced. If one gets divorced, one should do it with a get, with a shtar. And if a woman was unfaithful, the husband has to separate from her, but he doesn't actually have to divorce her. It's only midivrei kabbalah there's a mitzvah to divorce her if she was unfaithful, if she's immodest. And then we also have the Charedim, who says it's a mitzvah actually to separate from her. That's all, number one. Number two, we have the sheet of the Chinuch. The Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tavkuf Ayin Tes, like the Rambam, that there's no mitzvah be'etzem hagerushin, but he adds on to the Rambam and he writes that the overall zevigirish is ishto v'lakasa v'lahaget k'mitzvah satorah u'ke'inyan shepirshu chachameinu zal bitel mitzvah eseizu. That if somebody's over on this, he divorces his wife, he gets rid of his wife, but he doesn't write her a get like the Torah says, like the Chachamim explicated, he's mevatel this mitzvah esei v'oin shoy gadol me'oid, and he has a very big punishment. because this woman has a din, says the chinuch of an eishes ish, and he relates to her like she's megureshes, and vaonesh eishes ish yadua. People, it's a big sakana now. He treats her like a megureshes, and she's really married to him, and oy vavoy. So the kitzur, the chinuch says that you're mevatel a mitzvah sasei. If a man divorces his wife without a get, let's say he'd be over on this if he just conducted a civil divorce. If he just makes a civil divorce, but not a Jewish divorce, so he's mevatel the din. He writes bitel mitzvah eseizu. So he's the mevatel a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah the etzem agerishim, but you're mevatel, a person's mevatel a mitzvah if he does get divorced without a get. That's the chinuch. The smack, the sefer mitzvah hakatan writes in mitzvah kuf pei dalid. What's the mitzvah? Legarish ha'ishel tachsiv kimatza be'ervaz davar, to divorce a woman, as it says, because he found something immodest in her. Ervaz davar kagon overas al das moshe. She's over al das moshe, which the Gemara in Ksubis tells us various things that a woman does, immodest behavior, that justify a divorce. Overas al das moshe, overas al das yehudis. You can look in the Talmudic encyclopedia for all the different definitions of das moshe and das yehudis, all the different things she can do, but it's basically acting in an immodest way. The mashmos of the smak is that if the woman is acting in this immodest way, in this ervan stover dika way, then there's actually a mitzvah to divorce her, like all the other mitzvahs. He didn't write, there's a din gerushin that requires a sefer, it requires a shtar or other din. He just enumerates the guf ha-gerushin. So that it would seem then from the smack that there's a mitzvah, the etzem hagerishin, unlike the other Rishonim we saw. So we see that even though we paskin like this, Hilla Maseches Gittin and Daf Tzadi Amar Aleph, that even though just Higdicha Tafshila, even if she overcooks a dish, those are grounds for divorce, which incidentally, it's so beautifully explained by the Svarim HaKadoshim, that if a man wants to divorce his wife, just because she overcooked dinner, that means there's a very serious problem in the marriage. So that's why it's grounds for divorce, because if somebody gets so angry at a little bit of dinner, and he already wants a divorce, so that shows that the marriage isn't what it's supposed to be. Marriage is supposed to be nothing less than a perpetual love affair. Halavai, halavai. So sweetest friends, even though we paskin like Beis Hillel and Gittin, that big dicha tafshila, that if she just overcooked dinner, it's mutter to be megarish her. That's a heter. Nevertheless, if he found ervas davar, it's a mitzvah, according to the smack, it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah legarish if she's acting immodestly. And that's also the pashtus of Rashi in Parshas Kiseitze, and the pasuk ki matza ba ervas davar, mitzvah olav legarish shalotem sechein bein, if it's a mitzvah for him to divorce her. And the Aruch HaShulchan and Eben Ezer and Semen Kufya Tessif Ches writes that that also emerges from Tosus and Gittin Atzadi Amid Beis like that. And a possible nafka mina would be whether we say mitzvah b'yosem r'bishlucha. Even in Gerushim, we know in Kiddushim, we say mitzvah b'yosem r'bishlucha, b'siyata d'shmai, we read a number of shiurim. Is Kiddushin a mitzvah or not? But we see in the Gemara, one of the rites that it is a mitzvah, is because the Gemara says mitzvah b'yosem r'bishlucha, that it's better to do it yourself. Because when you do a mitzvah is done, you should do it yourself and not send a shliach. So if gerushin is actually a mitzvah, then one should do it himself. If it's not a mitzvah, then it can be done with a shliach. And it would seem that that's also the opinion of the Rashba, that it's a mitzvah. The Rashba in the Tshuvas in Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Ches explains why we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of gerushin. So the Rashba, Mishum Diyesh Mikzis gerushin Shahim Ba'averi. You know why you don't make a bracha? Because sometimes gerushin is done sinfully. Like, for example, he didn't find Erbaz Dover, the Avro Megarsha, and then nevertheless he was Megarisher. So sometimes one's getting divorced when he shouldn't be getting divorced, and therefore it's an Avera. Sometimes it's a mitzvah. Like, for example, when somebody married a woman by Avera, it's a mitzvah to divorce them. Says the Rashba, we don't make a bracha when sometimes it's an Avera and sometimes it's a mitzvah. So that you see that the Rashba holds that sometimes it's a mitzvah to get divorced. And he says when you marry her b'aveira, and it could also very well be, it's mashma in the Rashba at the beginning, that shehin ba'aveira kon shelo matzah shelo matzah be'erbaz davar. So when it's an aveira, when you didn't find anything inappropriate, mashma, if you did find something inappropriate, it would be the opposite, it would be a mitzvah. So if a woman is acting immodestly, certainly if a woman is unfaithful to her husband, it would seem that according to the Rashba, it would be a mitzvah to divorce her. Would you say, l'shem yichud, and have kavana l'shem mitzvah? Rachmana l'tzlan, guys, sweetest friends, I'm only making jokes, but obviously there's nothing more tragic than, I don't want to say nothing more tragic, but there are few things in life more tragic than a divorce. The Rivash in his Tshuvas in Simen Shin Sadi Ches proves at length that Kedushin is a mitzvah from the fact that we make Berachas HaMitzvahs on Kedushin. If it was just a din, that if you want to get married, this is how you do it, wouldn't make a bracha. And in the course of his discussion, Zokt, the Heilige Rivash, Azoy, V'lodami L'Gerushin Shudin Levad. You can't compare it to Gerushin, which is only a din, because sometimes Gerushin is wrong. If a person divorces his first wife, even the Mizbeach cries for him. He says at the end of Gittin, if a woman is, her hair is uncovered already today, the Poskim found the heterim to keep one's wife, to remain married to one's wife even if her hair is uncovered. Because unfortunately it's so prevalent, even though Baruch Hashem today it's a lot less prevalent than it was 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, and 90 years ago. But still today we don't divorce our wives because their hair is uncovered. In any event, that it says in the Gemara that you do, and she washes herself, she's immodest, she washes herself where other people are washing herself. It's obviously not talking about Netil Sidayim, yes. Mitzvah min HaTorah L'garsha Shenemar Ki Matzah Be'ervas Dover V'Kosav L'Vechule Hine She'af Al Pisha Mitzvah Zuhi Din Yesh Ba Mitzvah Mamash El Shem V'Vorchan Ala Kalkola V'Afim Yi Yaken B'Shchito V'Chein B'Gerishin U'ma She'amru Mitzvah min HaTorah L'garsha Smach D'Ba'alma Menolei She'mitzvah Ki Yikach Dome L'Elu. So the Rivash first says that Gerushin is just a din. And then he suggests, no, maybe it's mamash a mitzvah. Because he says, even though it's a din, yesh ba mitzvah mamash, but you can't make a bracha in mevorachan ala kalkola. Ala kalkola is with a kuf. You don't make a bracha on something so horrible as Gerushin. So, and then he says, maybe it's not true. Maybe Gerushin, when it says mitzvah min HaTorah L'garsha in the Gemara, it's only an asmachta ba'alma. And therefore, there's no real mitzvah. But he says, then Manole, how do you know? How do you know what to put? How do you know to say that ki yikach is the same? That marriage is not a mitzvah? No. So what the Rivash is holding is, sweetest friends, is that marriage is a mitzvah. Marriage is gevaldik. Marriage, you make a birchas on mitzvahs. And divorce, it can go both ways. It could be that it's mamish a mitzvah to marry, to divorce someone in whom one, someone who's a woman who's dressing immodestly, acting immodestly. And maybe it's not a mitzvah. Maybe it's just a din. So that's the suffix of the Rivash. So we have the Rambam, who b'chalal holds that it's not a mitzvah. We have the Chinuch, who says that one is mevatel an aseh if he divorces his wife without a get. We have the Smak, and others, chose the Rashba, who imply that if matzah be'erbaz davar, it's a mitzvah to get divorced. And now we have the shita of the Ra'anach Reish Ayin Nun Ches. In the Be'er Heite Ibn Evin Ezer and Simon Kuf Yotes, Yiv Kotten Aleph, he writes, mitzvahs gerishin hu mitzvahs asay, black on white, u'meha Ra'anach ha'yanosein ta'mahar Mi Moreno Haranach, you'll forgive me for not knowing his full name. We can call him Elchanan Nachman Chassid. So the Ranach Hayano Saint Tam Lefizel Mashinogim Lasis Get Lashivme Rabloi Bonim. So he explained why we give a get, why to a Shivmeira who dies. When a Shriv Meira is about to die, and he doesn't have children, so what does he do? He goes and he gives his wife a get. Why does he give his wife a get? So he gives his wife a get so that she doesn't have to do chalitzer yibum. So he says, wait a second. Why are you mevatel chalitzer yibum by giving this get? How can you do that? You're mevatel a mitzvah. We know in the Gemara we're always trying to get the shchiv merah to give the get to help the wife. She doesn't have to do yibum. We're being mevatel a mitzvah. The answer is of chalitzer yibum. The answer is no. The etzem nesinas haget is a mitzvah. So we see that according to him, not only is it a mitzvah of matzah be'erev hazdavar, but even if he's divorcing her in order that she shouldn't do yibum, it's a mitzvah. So that's a very big chiddush. The Rashash, Rav Shimon Shlashan, Rav Shmuel Shlashan, who is a great gevir, he was zochet to Torah and to Ashiras. The story goes, I don't know if it's true, I never saw it in writing, but I heard that they needed money to print the Vilna Shas, and he said, I'll give you a lot of money if you put my parish in the back. So he was a barach, he wrote a gavaldic parish, such insightful ha'aris, but I don't know if that's a true story, but I do know that he wrote it on just about every page in Shas, except for maybe four. Anyway, the Rashash, in his Dagos, to the Sechaz Gitna, of Chof Amid Beis, in Tosis Tibra Masla, I don't know if that story is true, so if you can confirm it, or defirm it, then you'll definitely tell me and wisen me. So in Gidna, the Chof Amid Beis in Tosfos Dibur Masech Ksovos Kakea, he writes that the reason that you can write a get even on a Surei Hanah, Zokter Rashash, Ulani Yosdaiti Atam Yishum Demitzis Lavli Hamas Nitnu. Ukagon hecha de mitzvah legarsha hecha shahinu de matzah vayavaz davar. Vafilu machma sinna baalmika mitzvah tachziv kisana shalach omar Hashem in malachi beis. Ubatar vissana ishachor and vakasav lo sefer krisis. So he says, you know what? You can write a get on something that's asir bahanoa. You can write on something asir bahanoa because mitzvahs lavli hamas nitna. So mitzvahs weren't given for hanoa. So mimela, even if it's asir bahanoa, if you want to do a mitzvah with it, it doesn't bother us. Because you're right, it's asir bahanoa. But you're doing a mitzvah, one is doing a mitzvah by getting a divorce. And mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu, so it's not considered getting hana. So it's mashma. He says, when is it hana? If matzah be'erev hazdavar, even if he despises her. So that would also be like the Ra'anach, who says that it's a mitzvah, the gerushin is mamash a mitzvah. And he says that very clearly, black on white. So, it's mashma again, even just to avoid yibum would be a mitzvah. Not only if we saw earlier that matzah be'erev hazdavar, the smack, matzah be'erev hazdavar is a mitzvah. But now we see even more than matzah b'erev hazdavar. Even if, according to the Rashash, he just hates her, according to the Ranach, even if he just wants to help her avoid yibum, there would be a mitzvah saseh in a get. So we have basically the various shittas in the Rishonim and the Achronim about gerushin. Just to summarize, we have the sheet of the Rambam, who says that if he wants a divorce, or he should give her a get. It's only midivrei kabbalah. He brings a pasuk that if one's wife is acting immodestly, it's a mitzvah to divorce her. We have the sheet of the chinuch, who says that there's no mitzvah actually to divorce, but if he divorces her without a get and he sends her away and they're living apart and he doesn't give her a proper get, he's mevatel this mitzvah essay. He's mevatel a mitzvah essay because now she's dangerous. She's walking around as a married divorcee because officially she's still married. We have the smack, who says that it's a mitzvah of matzah be'erev hazdavar. The Rashba sounds like that also. And the Rivash also is nota that it could possibly be a mitzvah. And the Ranach says it's a mitzvah even if you just, even just to avoid yibum would be a mitzvah. Or even just sana. That would be a mitzvah. And then again, we have in the Gemara, there's a head there in certain instances. Ekdicha tafshil is even a head there. But we didn't find anybody who said that ekdicha tafshil is a mitzvah. So mitzvah shem b'siyata d'shmaya, we will stop here, just for technical reasons. And we will continue next time and continue to get more into the deeper down into the lumdus of the siyata d'shmaya of this din or mitzvah of gerushin. And we should all be zoche that v'yadata ki shalom ha'olecha, sweetest friends, our tents should be filled with shalom and ava, achva, and reyus and yedidus shel emes. I once saw a vort in a sefer. It says, sameach t'samach reyim ahuvim. What's Pshat Reya Mahuv? It's a Reya. Reya is a friend, a buddy. Everybody on the street's your Reya. So why is your wife called your Reya? And I said, the woman who set me up with my wife, her name is Reya. But what's the why are you calling your wife a Reya? I once saw a sefer, and then I said this at my brother's Sheva Brachos about 16 years ago, and everybody thought it was so funny. I didn't get the joke. I'm not saying I'm never funny. Sometimes I happen to think that I'm a little bit funny, but this I didn't find funny. But anyway, but I think sometimes people just laugh even when something isn't so funny. They just want to laugh. So it's when you're sitting at home with your new wife, with your kala, and she drops a glass. What happens? The glass shatters, and you say, "Oh, darling, are you okay? Are you feeling okay? Is everything okay? What can I do? I'll clean it up." And you're completely filled with sympathy. What happens after 15 years of marriage, after 20 years of marriage, after 30 years of marriage? A lot of times the guy says, "You klutz, what are you doing? You smashed another glass. You know that cost me money. Go clean it up." So there's a certain level of politeness that we lose out on when we get too familiar with the other person. So that's why we say, Samech to Samech, Reya Mahuvim. And some level you should just be like Reya, that you should always be polite to each other, no less polite than most couples would benefit a great deal in their marriages if they'd be as nice to each other as they are to the neighbors. So obviously, yeah, they have a much different relationship than they do with the neighbors. But that level of politeness, you know, just putting their best foot forward, is something that the neighbors are usually zocha to. And most people I know haven't been screamed at by their neighbors' wives. But most people I know have been given the business by their own wives. And obviously vice versa. So, meaning the husbands also treat their neighbors' wives much nicer than they treat their own wives very often. So on one hand, obviously, one has a much deeper, much more intimate relationship with one's wife. On the other hand, one should always be polite and kind, and on some level just always remain on the level of Reya, in addition to the deeper aspect of the relationship. Never chas v'shalom to hurt feelings, and always to be kind and polite, and gracious, etc., etc. So we should all be zocher mitzvah Hashem. I wanted to end off this shiur on divorce on a good note. And it's a little bit depressing to talk about divorce. I want to talk about good things, but Torah is Torah. You know, it's in God's Torah, medaf learning. So mitzvah Hashem will be zocher to lots of simcha, my sweetest friends. Shalom, shalom, and peace to all.